Lord, for all of the young people who are attending with us this year. I understand the high school department is over 100.
单单中学生就超过100多个人。
So you should be sure to pray for those workers who are working with the children this week.
所以我们在祷告的时候好好纪念这些服侍这些青年人的工人。
Then we also have many young people here this afternoon.
今天下午我们也看到许多的其他的青年也在我们中间。
And of course many who are young in spirit.
还有一些心智上年轻的弟兄们姊妹们。
We want to read some portions of scripture beginning today in Acts and chapter 1.
我们一起来读几处的圣经，第一处我们要读的是 使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1 beginning in verse 3.
我们从第三节开始，第一章第三节。
To these disciples, Jesus presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的。 就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多的几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。So
when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？” 耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄。” 所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。And
then we turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
We begin in verse 44.
44节。
Now Jesus said to them, These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时。 所告诉你们的话，说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。And
he said to them, Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance or forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem.
又对他们说，照圣经所写的，基督必须受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you. But you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
你们就是这些事的见证，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。 你们要在城里等候，只等到你们领受从上头来的能力。We
want to turn to the last few verses in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
然后我们看马太福音28章,
verse 18 through 20.
18节到20节。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
18节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”Then
we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22.
我们再看《哥林多前书》第1章22节到24节。
For indeed, Jews ask for signs, Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To Jews a stumbling block, to Gentiles foolishness, But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
22节，犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督。 在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但那在蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。And
then in chapter 2, beginning verse 1.
第二章第一节。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕。 又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语， 乃是用圣灵和大能的证明证叫你们信，不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that we could gather together this afternoon in the name of the Lord Jesus.
天父，我们实在感谢你，我们能够奉你儿子的名聚集今天下午。
We want to learn more of His kingdom, power, and glory.
我们愿意学习你更多关于你自己的国度、你的荣耀、你的全能。
We believe the promise that the Spirit has come to lead us into all reality regarding these things.
我们相信你的应许，圣灵来了，要带我们进入明白一切的真理。
We ask that the Holy Spirit would anoint us as we hear, as we speak.
我们求圣灵在我们传讲、聆听的时候，你自己来膏抹我们每一个人。
Do open the eyes of our heart with a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
主，我们是在祷告，求圣灵开我们每一个人的眼睛，赐我们赐人智慧与启示的灵。
We pray all these things in Jesus' precious name.
我们乃是靠着耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.Our God rules over everything.
我们的神统管万有。
His is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
国度、权柄、荣耀都是属于他的，直到永远。
When he has fully accomplished all of his plans, all will see that he rules.
当他把他的计划完成的那一天，所有的都被受造主都要看见他的全能，他的国度。
Mankind lives upon this earth.
人类住在这个地球上。
Subject to the kingdoms of this world.
却在那个世界那个掌权者的手下。
Most men walk through their whole lives, never realizing.There is the kingdom of God over them.
有许多的人在这个世界过了一辈子，但是从来没有理解有一个更高的国度、更高的权柄统管这一切。
But God, by His mercy, touches the earth with His kingdom that we may know of Him.
但是在神的怜悯里头，他让这一个属天的国度来到这个地上。我们今天能够认识这个国度是神的怜悯。
Just as Jacob ran away from home and lay down with an uncertain future.
好像旧约时代的雅各，他 逃离他的家，在旷野里头前途茫茫。
And then the heavens opened and a ladder came down from heaven.
但是突然间从天上有一个天梯立在这个天地之间。
And Jacob awoke and said, This is fearful. God is in this place, and I knew it not.
雅各梦醒过来以后，他就说，哎呀，这个是天的门，是神的家，我居然不知道。
Is that not our testimony too?
他的见证不也就是我们每一个基督徒的见证吗？
We were walking in the kingdoms of this world.
我们本来是走在这个世界的国度里头。
When God, by His mercy, showed us the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着神的怜悯，有一天，神把他的儿子启示给我们。
And the door of heaven was opened to us.
那个去天的那个门就向我们打开了。
We spoke last time of the hiding of God's power.
昨天下午我们交通到神是隐藏他能力的神。
One of the great manifestations of the power of God is hidden.
因为有一个很稀奇的事，就是神把他的能力隐藏起来。
What is this hidden power?
什么是神这个隐藏的能力呢？
God who rules over all is ruling and overruling in your life and mine with His sovereign providence.
那就是说，神是统管万有的神，他掌管万事，但是在许多的时候也超越人的旨意而管制我们。
Like the Apostle Paul,
像保罗
who was high up in the religious kingdoms of this world,
他在那个宗教的世界里头是有地位权势的人。
One day, by the mercy of God, he saw a heavenly vision.
但是有一天，在神的怜悯底下，他忽然间看见这个更高的权柄。
And he realized that there was a divine overruling of all of his life up to that point.
所以他忽然间理解，这一个更高的权柄要超越他自己的旨意。
And he spoke to a Lord who knew him in every detail of his life.
所以他就跟神有一个对话，他生命中过去的一切的细节，他都在神面前表明。
As a Jew, Paul had sought after the kingdom of God, but could only see God through a veil as he read the old covenant.
他是一个犹太的法利赛人，一生都在追寻神国的事，但是他所看见的、所认识的神国，好像透过一个纱蒙在那里。
But in that moment of heavenly vision, he saw the King.
但是那一天，在这个天上的异象临到他的时候，他的眼睛看见的是这一个天国的王。
And he spoke those words of a kingdom servant, Lord, what would you have me to do?
他那天问了一个重要的问题，主啊，你要我做什么？
And so with all of our lives,
所以我们每一个人也有同样的经历。
Many young people here with many plans.
我们中间的青年人，你正在做很多的计划。
Who to marry?
跟谁结婚？
Where to go to school?
去哪个学校？
Where to live?
去哪里生活？
Walking in this world?
在这个世界要行走。
Perhaps you've grown up among Christians.
你可能是基督教家庭长大的。
You've heard of the Lord Jesus with the hearing of the ear.
那你也听过耶稣基督的名字。
But oh, when the kingdom comes into collision with your life.
但是当神的国与你的生命生活相冲撞的时候，
You realize that God has been ruling in your life, moving you to this place and to that church and meeting these people.
好像有一个手在引导你，打岔了你的计划，把你引到某一个一群弟兄姊妹的面前，或者到某一个教会里头去。
When such a moment occurs,
当这样的事情发生的时候，
I pray that you will become one of the king's servants.
我祷告就是你能够成为王的仆人。
Every Christian should be two things.
每一个基督徒应该有两件事情。
One, a member of the body of Christ by His grace.
靠着主的恩典，第一，你要成为他身体上的一个肢体。
Number two, a servant of the King of Kings.
第二，成为这个万王之王的仆人。
According to our Lord Jesus, these things are not optional.
照耶稣基督的计划里头，这两件事都不是选择来的。
It's the very foundation of our life and of our service.
这两件事情必须成为我们每个基督徒侍奉神的最基本的根基。
We read the scriptures regarding the last days that our Jesus was upon the earth.
我们刚刚读了几处的圣经，都是关于主耶稣最后在地上的时候所说的话。
And he wanted to make very real to the disciples, thine is the power.
他在那一段话的里头，要让他的门徒很清楚地认识，全能都是属于他的。
And so he came among them after his resurrection, and by many proofs,showed them that he had been victor over death itself.
所以在那四十天里头，他向他的门徒显现，用许多的神迹来证明他胜过死亡。
And then he wanted to connect them to this power in the kingdom of God.
然后耶稣要他的门徒与这个胜过死亡的能力联合起来。
He told them the basis upon which power was received from on high.
他告诉他们，他现在从 上头得着这个复活的能力。
He said that they should wait in Jerusalem.
他告诉门徒要在耶路撒冷等候。
And they would be clothed with power from on high.
这个能力要像衣服一样穿在他们的身上。
And then they watched the Lord Jesus ascend before them.
然后他们就看见这位耶稣在他们的眼前升上了高天。
And he went up to glory.
他到了荣耀里。
Sat down at the right hand of the Father.
坐在父神的右边。
And when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天圣灵倾倒下来。
These apostles were connected with power to the kingdom of God.
这些使徒们在那一天就跟天上的能力连接了。
They remembered the Lord said,All power and authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以那天他们就想起主在离开之前告诉过他们，现在天上地上所有的权柄已经给我了。
And so endued with kingdom power, they began to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
所以根据这个国度的能力，他们开始把这个天国的福音传出去。
You remember the moment when they raised up the lame man by the temple.
你们记得在《使徒行传》里面，使徒叫那个瘸子起来行走。
And a great crowd of people came around.
有许多人就因此聚集在这里。
You remember what Peter said?
彼得说什么？
Don't think that this was done by any power or righteousness of mine.
你们不要以为这件神迹的发生是因为我的能力与我的义。
It's the name of Jesus.
乃是因为耶稣基督的名。
The one you crucified and God rose again.
那一个耶稣就是你们把他钉十字架，但是神叫他从死里复活。
They were witnesses of his resurrection.
我们都是那一个耶稣复活的见证人。
And wherever they witnessed of the resurrection of their Lord, God manifests kingdom power in their midst.
当他们在那里无论到哪里见证耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，神就借着他们展示着这个国度的全能。
Every time the enemy tried to stop the witness of these disciples,
你就会发现仇敌就随时随刻的要禁止他们传扬这个见证。
They were overruled by the Lord of Lords.
即使他仇敌要这样做，神仍然超越仇敌的权柄啊，带领他们。
Even when Stephen was martyred,
甚至即使斯蒂凡殉道的那一天
，and the disciples were scattered out,
使徒们门徒们都四散天下。
It was all within the great sovereign plan of God to bring the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth.
即使在表面看不好的事情，实际上神借着这一个四散，却把福音带到很遥远的地方去。
And when we read the book of Acts, we see that our Lord Jesus is the King, and He is upon His throne, and He is manifesting His kingdom power everywhere the disciples went.
所以我们在圣经里面看到，主是坐在宝座上，他统管着这一切使徒们的行动。
He went to various places.And God opened the door of the kingdom.
这些使徒到不同的地方就把这一个天国的门打开来。
There were great demonstrations of power.
有能力显明出来。
In the city of Samaria.
在撒玛利亚的城里。
The kingdom of God in the name of Jesus was preached by Philip the evangelist.
你就看见这个腓力，这个传福音的腓力，把福音传到撒玛利亚去。
And God overruled all Jewish prejudice by bringing many Samaritans to the Lord Jesus.
在那一天，神的能力就越过许许多多犹太人的偏见，让这些撒玛利亚人信了主。
Peter was in the house of Cornelius.
彼得他那有一天在这个格利牛的家里。
Peter loves to preach.
他喜欢讲道。
But his preaching got overruled.
但是神打断他。
For right in the middle of his message about Jesus, the Holy Spirit was poured out and stopped his sermon.
那一天他正在讲的时候，圣灵忽然间降临在这些外邦人身上。
The kingdom of God had come to these Gentiles as they heard the gospel.
圣灵居然在他们听讲道的时候，临到了这一群外邦人。
We remember in Acts chapter 19 when Paul came to Ephesus.
在十九章，保罗来到了以弗所这个地方。
Of all the cities that Paul preached and built the church in, Ephesus had the most spiritual warfare and resistance.
在保罗去传福音的许多城市里头，以弗所是充满邪灵抗拒最大的地方。
There were those possessed of demons.
有人被鬼附。
There were exorcists.
有那些巫婆。
The city was full of people practicing magic.
有很多是在那里搞巫术的人。
Many people were under the bondage of the principality having to do with the temple of Artemis.
那边有一个庙叫做 Artemis 这个庙，很多人在那里侍奉偶像。
But God with great power,demonstrated the reality of his kingdom, and many miracles ensued during Paul's ministry in Ephesus.
但是你会发现，当神的仆人在那里做工传道的时候，神的神迹就随着保罗在那里彰显出来。
We have before us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
那我们刚刚读了这个哥林多前书第二章。
A brief testimony of Paul regarding his visit to the Corinthians.
说到他怎么样在哥林多传道。
He came to the Corinthians, but not with his own eloquence, nor with the wisdom of men.
他说我来到你们那里传道的时候，我不是以高言大志来讲道给你们听。
His words were not of wisdom, but of demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
我乃是要用不在乎智慧，乃在乎神的大能。
There was a tremendous work done there.
在哥林多神做了大事。
Many, many Gentiles were saved in Corinth.
很多很多在哥林多的外邦人就得救了。
And so we read through the New Testament this manifestation of God's power.
所以你在新约里面看见神大能的运行。
Now we who preach the kingdom of God today,
今天我们传神的国。
We also should expect that our God will demonstrate the reality of the kingdom power as we preach the gospel.
我们也应该能够像第一世纪的人所做工的时候，神的能力与他们同在一样的。
It's necessary for those who would witness of the kingdom to be clothed with power from on high.
所以所有做为这个国度做工的工人需要有这个圣灵的能力，从上头来的能力浇灌他们。
His anointing and his gifts are available to us to be faithful in preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
当我们这样出去为他做见证的时候，这个能力与恩赐都随着他们。
We talk a lot about being full of the Holy Spirit.
我们常常讲到被圣灵充满。
It's our regular vocabulary.
这是我们圣徒们中间很通常听到的术语。
But would to God it was our reality.
但是这句话对神来讲是一个实际。
Do you know the clothing of power from on high?
你真的经验过从上头来能力穿在你的身上吗？
This is vital to the kingdom progress in this world.
因为在这个世界，你要让神的国能够开展出去，这个能力是不可缺少的。
But when we speak of this outpouring,
当我们讲到这个圣灵的能力的时候，
we have a problem.
我们出现一个问题。
Now what's that?
什么呢？
God is very sovereign in how every individual receives this power.
每一个个人怎么样得到这个能力？对神来讲，他是有讲究的。
Some who are filled with the Spirit have deeply emotional experiences and ecstasies as the Spirit comes upon them.
有的人经历这个圣灵能力降临的时候，有一种狂喜在他的经历中。
If you've read the testimony of the faithful evangelist D.L. Moody,
比如说你如果读目的的传记，你就会发现这件事。
He testifies that waves of love poured over him in unceasing strength until he had to ask God to stay his power.
他的传记里面告诉我们，他经历这个 这件事的时候，他说这个神的灵好像爱的潮水一波一波一波传到他的身上，最后他受不了了，他说神啊，停一停，停一停。
But then we take the evangelist Billy Graham.
那如果你看葛培里这位传道人，
A young pastor named Stephen Olford in England spoke to him of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一位英国的传道人问葛培里他对这件事情的经历。
And the young Billy Graham got down on his knees and asked God to fill him with the Holy Spirit.
那么那个时候他没有这个经历，他就跪下来求神给他这个经历。
But there was no outward manifestation.
但是他没有那种戏剧化的经历在他的身上。
But that night, he went to the gospel crusade he was preaching.
但是那天晚上他出去传福音。
And when he gave the invitation to receive Christ,The heavens opened.
好，那天晚上，当他福音传到结束要呼召的时候，哦，天打开了。
And in one sense, we could say, his effective gospel ministry really began.
所以从那一天起，他这一个布道的恩赐就开始这个门打开了。
God is very sovereign about this matter of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以每一个人经历这件事情的时候。经历上各有不同。
It's not really a matter of experience.
不是经历的本身的问题。
But there are some things in common with those who have known such an endowment.
但是他们有共同点。
Number one, they sense their need.
第一，他们知道没有这个不行。
Number two, they surrender all.
第二，他们完全的降服在神的面前。
Number three, they ask in faith.
第三，他们一定向用信心向神支取。
Some know the exact moment of this endowment, and some cannot clearly say.
有的知道某年某月哪一个时间他有这个经历，有的讲不清楚。
It's not the experience, but the reality that's important.
经验不是问题，重要的是。他们有得到这一个圣灵的能力。
And once having been clothed with power from on high,
当你得着从上头来的能力的时候，
it's also necessary for the servant of the kingdom to follow God's purposes.
然后你有这个能力之后，你更需要能够跟随神的旨意来执行。
God is moving.Through this world today,
神今天在这个地上还在继续的运行做工。
He is looking for servants who know the direction and the purpose of His going.
这个做工的人要知道神做工的方向，神做工的目标。
Whenever the powerful providence of God meets a willing and yielded servant, there are demonstrations of kingdom reality.
每一次当神的旨意神的能力跟这个地上有人愿意降服在他的面前跟随他的时候，这个国度的能力就彰显了。
I don't want to speak more about this matter of the endowment from on high,
我不需要再多讲这一方面的事，
except to put it in the context of the hiding of his power.
但是我要把这个点跟我昨天讲的神隐藏他的能力放在一起。
When we study the book of Acts, there's two observations that touch on this matter.
我们读使徒行传的时候，你看到有这件经历。
The book of Acts, written by Luke, are snapshots or a telescoping of 33 years.Of the first days of the church.
这本书《使徒行传》是好像圣灵借着路加医生这个手来抓住那32年中间圣灵在各处所行动的记录。
In those 33 years, we can see the sovereign moving of God as the church is built further and further out into the world.
在那个33年。圣灵运行的记录里头，你能够看见教会在各地是怎样被建立起来的。
And Luke records for us, depending on how you count, roughly 30 miracles specifically that he recounts in the book of Acts.
在那33年的记录里头，你去一个一个去算， 你能够算出来大约是30件神迹奇事随着他们。
Now, he wasn't interested in giving us a history of miracles.
他那本书不是神迹的历史。
But he spoke about those supernatural manifestations of God, as especially when God was opening up new doors of the kingdom in places and cities.
他要让我们看见神在每一个新的地方要开展他的工作的时候，就有神迹发生。
33 years, 30 miracles.
33年，30个神迹。
Less than one a year.
差不多平均起来，一年多有这么一个。
Now we know there were many, many more demonstrations of kingdom power during those 33 years.
但是我们知道，实际在当时发生的神迹远超过这一些。
But what we need to balance the manifestations in the book of Acts with,
那么我们必须要看的平衡,
is the awareness that there were many days where the gospel of the kingdom was faithfully preached without any outward manifestation.
这个平衡是什么呢? 一面你看到传福音有神迹奇事随着他们, 同时你要看到有的地方传福音不需要神迹奇事, 也没有发生。
We see some great moments in the book of Acts.
我们在那本书里头看到许多很大的场面。
But our brothers who went about faithfully preaching the gospel preached many, many times.
我们这些弟兄们在《使徒行传》里面去传了许多许多的道。
Many times, no miracles, only trouble.
很多的时候不但没有看到神迹，还看到一大堆的问题逼迫。
At times, discouragement.
甚至灰心失望。
At times, a closing of doors.
也看到这个门忽然间关了。But
they were faithful.
但是你看到这些人有一个共同性，就是他们很忠心。
They relied on their king.
他们就是听从王的引导,
who opened doors,
有的时候王给他们开门,
who manifest himself at certain times,
总是在某一个时段神伸出他的显出他的膀臂。
And so we have to realize that the manifestation of kingdom power is presently in the years of the hiding of his power.
所以你会发现在那33年里头神的能力是在一个隐藏的状态之下彰显。
We look at Luke chapter 17.
我们来看路加福音17章。
And here the Pharisees are asking Jesus to perform some great demonstration of kingdom power.
在这第17章里头我们看到法利赛人看见耶稣的时候叫他显两手出来。
We see in verse 20.
比如说20节,
Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, Jesus answered them and said, The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, Look, here it is, or there it is, for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
20节, 法利赛人问, 神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说：“神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看那在这里，看那在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。”Now
the Pharisees were asking for some great political sign.
法利赛人要求耶稣给他们看一点政治上的神迹。The
Messiah coming in power with his army to destroy the empire of Rome.
他们最希望看的就是弥赛亚来了，带领的军队把罗马的政权推翻。
Or perhaps a sign in the sky and the heavens above.
或者有天上有神迹显明在天上。
Jesus said, you'll receive no such sign.
耶稣说没这回事。
But he said, don't say, look over here, here it is, look over there.
你不要说看到在这边，看到在那边。
Because the kingdom of God is in the day of hiding of the power.
今天神国是在 这个神隐藏的中间显现。
But then he said, you can see the kingdom of God if you have eyes to see.
但是你虽然是隐藏，如果你有眼睛，你还是可以看得见的。
For behold,
看到
that means look, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
看到神的国就在你们中间。
Now what did he mean by that?
什么意思？
Of course he meant that he was the king, and if they could see he was the king, they would suddenly realize that they were in the kingdom right there.
因为这个时候王就站在他们面前，他们如果能够认出来王就在那里，他们就在王的王国里头了。
As a basic principle, wherever the presence of the king is, there is a manifestation of the kingdom of God.
简单讲，王在哪里，哪里就是王的国。
Now in English,This verse has two different translations.
刚刚我们念的这段话在英文翻译里头有两个不同的翻法。
And both of them are quite satisfactory.
两个都对。
One says, behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
一个翻译法就是说神的国是在你们里头。
The other says, behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
另外一个翻法就是神的国就在你们当中。
And here we understand where we are today regarding the power of the kingdom.
今天我们怎么来理解神的这个国度的能力呢？
When we look around this world, we have to admit that this world is still under the control of the ruler of the darkness.
今天我们看我们周遭的世界，我们不能不承认这个世界的确仍然在那个撒旦的权下。
The whole world lies in the evil one.
这个整个的世界就在伏在这个撒旦的手中。
But wait, there is a manifestation of the kingdom.
即便如此，你能够看见神国的彰显。
All over this world.
到处都可以。
Where?
在哪里？
In every servant of the kingdom of God is within them, and you can see it.
在每一个神的仆人他们在那里服侍的时候，神国在他们中间，也在他们里面。
And regarding the church,
关于教会，
wherever two or three are gathered in His name, the kingdom of God is among them.
主答应过，只要地上有两三个人奉他的名聚集，主就在他们中间。
The kingdom can be seen today.
所以国度是可以看得见的。
In the lives of all of his children who are yielded to the king.
凡是愿意降服这位王的王权，国度就在那里。
Many of us here would confess today that we came to the Lord Jesus because we saw Jesus in some brother, some sister.
我们中间可能有许多的人经历过你自己怎么样来到主面前，你可能是因为看见有一个基督徒他在他的身上好像看见主一样。
But it's also a wonderful fact that whenever the church gathers together under the headship of the Lord Jesus, you can see the kingdom there.
如果你在一个聚会中看见这里有一群人真正的在主的权柄底下聚会，你可以看见国度在这里。
Many see the Lord Jesus.In his church.
很多的人能够在教会里面看见遇见主。
Oh, but it needs to be a church that is learning the headship of the Lord Jesus.
你真的要经历这件事的话，就是这一群基督徒必须是经历过顺服主的掌权柄的。
A church that is following in the way of God's purpose.
这个教会是走道路的教会。
A church that is praying under an open heaven.
这个教会祷告的时候是在一个敞开的天底下祷告。
Is that where you gather?
你的聚会有这个经历吗？
Is there a testimony of his kingdom there where you meet?
你聚会的地方你能看见神的国彰显吗？
We know that the Lord is very near to all of his people.
我们真正的知道主与他的百姓非常的近。
But there needs to be the way of repentance for us to come into a vessel that the Lord can manifest himself.
但是只有当我们在神的面前彻底的悔改的时候，你才能够看见主在我们中间。
Now the Lord can sovereignly rend the heavens at any time He wants.
我们的神根据他的权柄，他能够把天打开任何时候。
In His mercy, He demonstrates His saving power in very sovereign ways.
在他的怜悯里头，他能够彰显他的国度，在任何时刻。
But for us as Christians,
但是对我们基督徒而言
，It's not for us to go looking here, looking there for some great demonstration.
但是我们并不需要说哦，跑到这里来找这件事，跑到那里去找那一件事。
It's for us to be before our God on how we can know the Lord's.Manifestation in our midst.
他的重点来是你在哪里你应该在那个地方来寻求神的同在。
Why?
为什么
Because the Lord not only shows His power in His hiding of His providence in circumstances.
我们的主常常把他自己隐藏起来在他主宰的权柄里。
But the Lord also wants to manifest the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe in the church.
他但是另一面他又愿意把他的大能与大力彰显在他的教会里面。
Last time I spoke of the hiding of His power.
我昨天是讲到他隐藏的能力。
Now let's look at the exceeding greatness of His power.
今天下午我要让我们来看出来他那个莫大的能力的彰显。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 so you'll know where I'm speaking of.
你打开以弗所书第一章。
We see Paul praying for revelation for the saints in Ephesus.
我们在这一章圣经里头看见保罗为以弗所的圣徒祷告。
He's praying that they could see with revelation.What is the hope of his calling?
他的祷告就是照明你们心中的眼睛知道他的恩召有何等指望。
And that we as Christians could see the glorious riches of his inheritance in the saints.
并且在他的圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
But in verse 19, we come to the third matter that Paul is praying regarding the Ephesian Christians.
注意第十九节。并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
That it may be revealed to you what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
There is a tremendous kingdom power to be upon the church.
所以在这段话里面能够看到有一个极大的能力在教会的身上。
But we need revelation to see it.
但是你必须有启示。
Look how Paul uses power word upon power word to try to give us a notion of how great the power of the kingdom is.
所以你读这段话的时候，保罗用重复的语句、加强的语句来形容这个能力的极其浩大、莫大的能力。
So notice in verse 19.
十九节特别是这样。
This power is in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. Strength, might, working, all power words.
所以你在十九节里面你看到这几个词汇都是不管他如何的来说能力浩大等等都是讲到这个极大的能力。
Now what do these Ephesians need revelation to understand about this incredible power?
那么这么大的能力这些以弗所的圣徒到底需要什么来看见来经历呢
The Ephesians have already known the clothing of power from on high.
以弗所的基督徒当然知道做工需要这个从上头来的能力。
They have already known some of the gifts of the Spirit, and they have seen the Lord move in manifest ways in Ephesus.
他们也经历过 神当初在这个教会里头彰显的这个福音的大能。
And yet Paul is pressing upon them the importance of seeing this exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe.
但是现在保罗所讲的这个能力又好像超过他们以前所经历过的，这里有一个莫大的能力，大能大力，需要祷告来求启示才能看得见。
What is he talking about?
他到底在讲什么？
What is the power that Christians must know?
这个能力为什么是基督徒都应该知道的？
Now here, it would help if we didn't have a chapter break at the beginning of chapter 2.
如果你要把这件事情读得清楚，你最好不要把第一章跟第二章分开来读，要把它接在一起来念。
Because if we read it continuously, we would see what Paul is after.
你如果连起来，你大概能够察觉中间的秘密。
In verse 20,
二十节
he says, the great power which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
二十节就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
And he continues the thought.
继续他说
and he comes to chapter 2.
到第二章
And he says, And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶中
And then verse 4.
第四节
But God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And raised us up with him.
一同活过来。
And seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Now what is the exceeding great power that Christians need to see?
这里保罗祷告要看见这个大能大力，这个大能大力到底做什么
？First, the power that raised us from death to life.
第一，你要看见这个能力是把我们从罪的死亡里头复活过来。
Then the power that raised us up to life.
然后我们不但从死里复活
，and seated us with Christ in the heavens.
然后要升天。坐在天上与基督。
Now, how much power does that take?
这个能力要多大
？To raise up a dead man,
要把死人复活。
Can Dr. Frankenstein raise the dead?
这个 Frankenstein 能叫死人复活吗
？There's a tremendous power necessary to raise the dead.
今天能够叫死人复活，需要极大的能力。
And God.Who rules and overrules raised Jesus from the dead.
这位大能的神超越万有的能力他使基督从死里复活。
Death can never hold him again.
死亡再也不能够拘禁我们的主了。
He's alive forever before his father.
他永远活在父的面前。
And not only that, but the power that raised him up.
不但如此，他不但叫耶稣从死里复活。
You think the disciples discussed how did Jesus go up in the air exactly? What was that power?
他们会不会那天看耶稣升天的时候，他们要讨论到底耶稣是凭着什么能力这样子慢慢慢慢升上去了
？Of course, Matthew had theories maybe of rocket power. Maybe Andrew had theories of anti-gravity.
那你会发现大概每一个门徒都有自己的理论可能是火箭可能是反地心吸引力等等
How much power does it take to raise an earthbound person into heaven?
今天把一个被地吸引住的人却能够把他带到天上去要何等大的能力、啊、
And how much power does it take to bring the Lord Jesus, a human being,glorified to sit down at the right hand of God in glory. How much power does that take?
要把一个耶稣是以人的身位在地上把他升到至高的高天第三层天坐在父神宝座的右边，请问要有何等大的能力？
That's how much power is toward us who believe.
好，那么同样的能力，这个要彰显在你我的身上，只要你相信他。
Now, I don't know about you because you all look very religious and you've always been good.
我不知道你们诸位怎么样，起码我知道你们都是非常敬虔的基督徒。
But I know the power that it took for the Lord to have mercy on me and raise me from the death of my transgressions and sins.
但是我自己知道我当年是怎么样的被罪恶所捆绑，神怎么样把我从罪的死亡里面释放出来。
Now I was 20 years old when I got saved.
我得救的时候是20岁。
And by 20 years old, I was already really dead.
20岁我其实已经死得透透透。
I was dead and stuck in transgressions and sins.
我被死亡，被各样的罪所捆绑。
You would never believe what I was like at 19 years old.
你不知道，你不能想象我19岁是什么德性。
But God in His mercy saved me.
但是神的恩典救了我。
The Bible tries to describe these things.
圣经把这样的情形摆给解释给我们看。
Paul says to Titus, God has literally regenerated our spirit.
神在我们身上让我们的灵活过来。
My spirit was so dead to God.
在我那个年代，我的灵对神来讲是死透了。
But on April 1st, 1964,
1964年的4月1号愚人节那一天。
That's right, April Fool's Day. I prayed a prayer.
我做了一个祷告。
And I knew Abba was my father.
那天我就知道天上这位神是我的天父。
I prayed at times unbelieving.But on that day, my prayer broke through because I knew Abba. What a resurrection.
我本来是一个根本不信的人，但是那一天的一个祷告打破了这一个死亡。天上的神成为我的天父。
It's the regeneration of our spirit.
这就是我们每一个人需要经历的灵的啊。
How much power does it take for a spirit to be quickened, to be born again?
这个需要神的大能来做，才可能人做不到。
You remember Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he's talking about preaching the gospel.
保罗在哥林多后书讲到传扬这个福音。
And he declares when we preach the gospel,
他说当我们传福音的时候
the same God who said,Let there be light, and God created the heavens and the earth.
他讲那一位叫光照在黑暗里的那位神
is the same God who said, "Let there be light," and the light of Jesus Christ came into our souls, and we were saved. What a powerful work this is!
他把我们每一个基督徒蒙光照的那个经历，跟神在第一天说。要有光是同样的一个能力。
He gives us a new spirit.
他给我们一个心灵。
He gives us a new heart.
给我们一个新的心。
Can you believe it?
你相信吗？
Now we are seeking first His kingdom and righteousness. What happened to us?
我们这种人居然今天我们会来先求他的国与他的义，这是到底我们发生了什么事？
Before I was saved, I sought after many things, but not righteousness, neither His kingdom.
我得救以前，我这一生我求了许许多多其他的事，在我的生命中从来没有求过什么叫做义这件事，没有发生过。
When I was saved, I received such a power boost that I read the whole Bible in 3 months. Genesis, Revelation, I couldn't stop.
我得救之后，在我身上有一个很稀奇的事情发生，在3个月里头，我把圣经统统读了一遍。
And can you believe this? By His great power, He begins to renew our minds. From the world's understanding.
你就会发现 神就开始在我们上做一个另外一个奇迹的工作，把我们的心思更新而变化。
And how can we not testify as to the moral power that comes into the newborn's life by the power of the blood of Jesus?
一个新生的人，他经历神这一个宝血的能力，这是我们应该每一个人能够做见证的。
My worldly friends at school were shaken when they saw me after I got saved.
那一些我以前没有信主的那些朋友，当他们看见我得救以后，他们都发抖。
And believe me, I was a carnal Christian.
我实在是一个很属肉体的基督徒。
I was a baby.
我是一个小婴孩。
But the power of the blood had produced a change in me that people could see.
但是基督宝血的能力能够在我身上做了一个改变，我的那些老朋友可以看得出来我变了。
Oh, I think before us Christians, there's a great repenting necessary when we belittle the great power of God that has raised us from the dead and seated us with Christ in the heavenly places.
所以我们每一个人都应该有这个经历，从我们悔改那一天得救了，然后神要把我们一带到 高天之上与他同坐。
This is the second of the great manifestations of God's power that we see in His kingdom.
所以我们讲到这个国度的能力，你能够看见这是神一个大能的彰显。
The first, the sovereign ruling of His providence.
第一个是他在主权里掌管一切的能力。
The second, the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe.
第二个能力就彰显在我们这些相信的人身上，要显得这一个大能大力。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
然后你来到第三章。
We just see, Paul speaking more on this matter.
保罗继续讲到这个能力。
We pick up in verse 16, it's very familiar to everybody.
第十六节。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit,in the inner man so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Now many times even Christians are very concerned about outward demonstrations of his power.
许多的基督徒非常关心这一个神在外面所表现的这个能力。
But here is a great, hidden, powerful work that is going on.
但是这节圣经却告诉我们，有一个能力是隐藏的，在我们里面彰显。
We're being strengthened by the power of His Spirit in the inner man.
这里保罗的话很清楚，他说使你们里面的人刚强起来。
With a goal.That Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith.
这个刚强什么意思？就是让基督可以在我们的里面掌权。
If you are a Christian, but you're living your life in a carnal way, and at cross purposes with God,
如果你是一个基督徒，你却是有你自己的意思过你自己的生活，你的旨意跟神的旨意是冲突的。
You will find that your circumstances will overrule your desires because God determines to strengthen your inner man that Christ could dwell in you.
你在这种情形里头，神就要做一件事，他要在环境上来安排，让你自己的旨意受到打岔，让你可以顺服他的旨意。让基督在你心中作王。
This is a work that's going on today.
这个工作正在进行。
It's a hidden work.
这是隐藏的工作。
You can't always see him working in people's lives.
你好像从外表来看看不出来。
But it's even as the makers of the temple stones were hammering those stones underground in the secret place.
就好像在旧约建殿的时候，那一块一块的大岩石。不是在圣殿的地方加工的，是在山里面隐藏的，在那里慢慢慢慢被雕琢成型。
So God, by His exceeding great power, is building a home for the Lord Jesus in your life and mine.
所以你就会发现，神的大能就在我们每一个人身上，在暗中，在我们的生活中 一桌一桌的雕琢我们，改变我们。
Now regarding this exceeding greatness of his power,
关于这一个莫大的能力，
there's two perceptions that enable us to cooperate with this process going on within.
我们必须有两个重点，让我们帮助我们来与神的工作配合。
The first perspective.
第一个，
there's a turning point that comes in the Christian life.
在我们生命的当中，我们有一个转捩点。
When we realize that the exceeding greatness of His power is not a power, but a person.
这个大能大力，它不是一个能力的事情，是一位，是一个人。
We realize that there's a life inside.
这个能力里头有个生命。
That we are temples of the Holy Spirit.
我们只不过是这一个圣灵的殿。
It's no longer just a sanctifying power or a power that would make us righteous. It's a person that would live in us.
这里不是讲一个圣洁的能力或者称义的能力，乃是一个有生位的人住在我们里头。
For so many Christians,We have to go through a season, as it were, in the wilderness.
我们很多的基督徒在我们的生命当中有一段时间好像住在旷野里头一样。
We strive to be better.
我们在那里努力想要做更好的。
We want to read our Bible more.
我们也希望更多的读经。
But we only know failure.
但是我们越去尝试就越发现很多的失
败。We sense a greater distance from God.
我们好像离神越来越远。
We see sin.Operating in us.
我们察觉在我们的生命中被罪紧紧地抓住。
We feel we're captured by the flesh.
我们被我们的肉体做他的俘虏。
Our mind seems so ungodly.
我们的思想是非常不圣洁。
And everything we do, all our good intentions,
每一个好良好的愿望我们想去努力
seem to be laid low by the laws of sin and of death.
每一次结局都是我们被罪与死的律所辖制所控制。
When a person has really tried to be a Christian,
当一个人想要做一个好基督徒的时候
that's when they realize the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
他那个时候就要开始发现这一个在基督里那生命圣灵的律这件事。
That there is the Spirit of God dwelling in you.
因为圣灵住在我们里面。
He can mortify the deeds of the flesh.
这一位圣灵他能够帮助我们胜过这一个肉体。
He can resurrect your spirit.
他能够叫我们的灵活过来。
He can renew your mind.
他能够叫我们的心思更新而变化。
He is the righteous one.
因为他是那个义者。
He is your life.
他是你的生命。
Now when a Christian lays hold of this indwelling life, it makes such a difference in cooperating with God.
所以当你慢慢在学这个功课的时候，你发现这个秘密，你就开始会跟他配合了。
Galatians 2:20, we all know of this life within.
哥罗西书第二章有这么一段话，我们都知道的。
But we discovered that the basis of our very life is the incredible power of His Spirit working in us.
我们今天整个的基督徒的生命是因着这一个生命里面所有的那个隐藏的大能的运作的结果。
I give you the secret.
我给你一个秘密。
For righteousness.
要有这个义的学习
for wisdom
或者智慧
for overcoming power
能够得胜的能力
for victory
得胜的能力
here's the secret
秘密在哪里呢
abide in him
就是住在他里面
and he in you
他也住在你里面
this is the victory that overcomes the world
这个秘密就让我们能够胜过世界
greater is he that is in you than is in the world
因为圣经告诉我们在你里面的比在这个世界的更大。
There's a life in you.
在这里面有一个生命。
But I dare say, 7 out of 10 Christians do not realize this.
但是很可惜，十个有七个基督徒从来不知道这件事。
Oh, to know this revelation.
哦，我们何等需要眼睛打开，看见这一个启示。
It is rest for your soul.
因为你看见这个启示，你里头就有安息。
This is the first perspective when we realize the power is not a power but a person.
所以这个第一件事情你要知道的就是这个能力不是讲到能力的本身而是讲到这一个有位格的人。
And when you have discovered this, you discover what this means. Once it was the blessing, now it is.
你记得这首诗歌 A.B. Simpson 做的以前要的是祝福现在要的是主。
He didn't sing.
You sing better.
Now there's a second very important perspective that enables us to cooperate with this great working of His power toward us.
第二个点秘密是什么？第二个点。
And it's this. The cross of Christ is the regulator of the power of God.
基督的十字架是管制这个神能力的那一位。
Now we say, thine is the power.
我们这里说能力属于你。
God holds his power very fast.
我们的神紧紧地掌管这个能力。
But he distributes his great power through the cross.
当这个能力怎么样分赐给我们呢？必须经过十字架。
So we read in 1 Corinthians in chapter 1.
你来看哥林多前书第一章。
Paul is talking about the message of the cross.
保罗就讲到这个十字架的信息。
He says, But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, to Gentiles foolishness, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
这是我们刚刚所念的，犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的人，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力。
Many Christians are hungry for the power.
很多的基督徒一直想要得着能力。
It comes by way of the cross.
但是他忘记这里有一个十字架。
Oh, I don't want the cross. I just want the power.
但是我们就是要能力，不要十字架。
But God's very jealous about His power.
但是神对他的能力很有嫉妒的。
First, to the end of yourself.
他要给我们能力之前，要求我们先死。
Then, onto resurrection ground.
然后才从死里站在复活的警戒上。
There's the place of power.
这样才能够得着能力。
Everybody has to go through that.
每一个没有例外的。
Do you want his power?
你要他的能力吗？
Oh, there's an undoing in our life that takes place.
如果你要的话，神先得拆毁你。
The cross is God's divine veto on our flesh.
因为十字架就是神对我们每一个人的否定。
Cross says no to our self-initiated ideas.
因为每一次十字架的运作就是对我们出于我们自己的那个动机的时候十字架就是来否定舍己。
And so we draw near to the Lord.
所以每一次当我们亲近主。
And we find the power working in us.
你就要发现这里有个能力在我们的心里面运作。
And this power is undoing things in us.
这个能力是干什么呢？就是摧毁我们。
Tearing down things in us.
把我们整个摧毁。
Bringing things to naught in
us. 把我们带到零。
Anything superfluous to the kingdom of God, we sense it veto on.
你就会发现任何时候我们摸到神国的事情，神就要先否定我们肉体这些东西。
Now the cross is the power of God.
因为这个十字架就是神的能力。
And it's a mercy to us.
这是保护我们的恩典。
What would happen if you and I were given the power of God to use in our own ideas and strengths?
你能不能想象，如果神把这个大能，这么莫大的能力赐给我们，而我们却来服侍我们自己的目的的话，后果何等可怕。
And so the cross works upon his servants.
所以十字架必须在他的仆人身上做工。
And if we would follow after him, we must deny ourselves, take up his cross, and follow him.
所以任何一个跟随基督的人，他必须否定他的自己。
But the cross is there to bring us through to resurrection ground.
这个否定 只是一个消极的，积极的乃是要把我们带到那一个复活的境界里头。
Now we all know the verse in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, where Paul says that I may know the power of his resurrection.
保罗在腓立比书第三章有这么一句话，他说：“让我知道他复活的大能。”
What does Paul mean?
保罗什么意思？
He wants to see more miracles, more powerful demonstration.
难道他希望他能够看到更多的神迹，更多的死人复活吗？
Oh, he's already seen many of these.
对他来讲，他已经看太多了，不稀奇了。
He's not looking for miracles.
他不是在这里寻找神迹。
No, he's in jail when he writes this.
他讲这句话，他自己在监牢里头。
He's looking for the overcoming power of an indestructible life for him.
他在这里讲这句话的时候，他乃是寻求那一个不朽的生命。
A life on resurrection ground.
这个生命是站在复活的境界上的。
It knows victory.
他有带着得胜。
It knows buoyancy.
他带着上升的能力。
It can be knocked down.
你可以打他。
But it won't be knocked out.
但是不会把他除掉。
Oh, I want to know the power of his resurrection.
我要知道他复活的大能。
Paul was in jail.
保罗在监牢里。
And he felt many of the things that we feel.
他的感觉跟我们任何人的感觉是一样的。
Situation seems to be dying.
周遭的情况非常不好。
Maybe you sense a great sense of loss.
他可能感觉到好像每一件事情都流失掉了。
Maybe in your fellowship, things almost coming to an end.
可能你所在的聚会面临同样的情形，每一件事情都走投无路。
Or failure.
失败
or weakness,
软弱
or defeat,
整个没办法。
And then the Lord touches us on resurrection ground.
然后你会发现，神要把我们从这样的死亡进到复活的境界。
And life comes in among us in a place that we didn't expect.
你会发现，这个复活的生命从你想都没有想到的地方忽然间出现了。
And suddenly we realize that all of this breaking that's been going on and dealing that's been going on is now releasing his spirit and new resurrection life.
所以你会发现在所有各式各样在你周遭失败的这些事情一件一件失败的里头忽然间有一个新的力量从那个失败的里面又开始有生命跑出来。
Paul speaks from experience when he says, God says, in weakness,My power is perfected.
所以保罗书信里面告诉我们，在我软弱的里头显出他的能力。
Now, how many of you want to vote for God's power? Don't raise your hand.
有多少人要选择拣选神的能力啊？
Are we willing to accept weakness as the way for the perfection of His power?
那你如果有这样的拣选。你应该拣选那个软弱，因为只有从软弱里头才显出他的能力。
The cross is the great arbiter of the power of God.
所以这个十字架乃是神能力的这个管制中心。
And if you are part of an assembly that really wants the Lord in fullness,
如果你所在的聚会真的有这样的愿望。要能够看见神能力的彰显
Then he will deal with your assembly.
那神就会在你们的聚会里做事
As you discover the real practical headship of the Lord Jesus.
让你看见在这里基督要建立他的宝座
As you discover the resurrection ground of praying under an open heaven.
那这个时候你们就必须在一个敞开的天底下来做祷告的工作。
As you discover that you have been united in spirit,
那神就把你们在灵的里头联合在一起。
And the trials that you have gone through as a fellowship is bringing you onto the resurrection ground of a unity of the faith.
那这个时候神就把你们带到这一个信心的合一的里头。
Such an assembly can say,
这样的聚会能够这样做见证。
Don't look there, don't look there. The kingdom of God is in our midst.
你就不再向东看，也不再向西看，神的国就在我们当中。
I hope that you have a single eye and that you can see how much we need the work of the cross in our life to know the power of God.
我盼望今天每一个弟兄姊妹都有这个单一的眼睛，能够看见十字架的工作坐在我们中间，让这个能力能够彰显出来。
The Lord wants men and women that He can use powerfully as His testimony, but they must be proven by this way of the cross.
神今天在那里寻找男的，寻找女的，这些人是愿意让十字架的工作在他们身上运行，让神的能力透过他们彰显出来。
Our God is moving with tremendous power and providence right now.
因为我们的神现在正在进行，他的灵正在我们中间运行。
The day of His power and coming is very soon.
因为主的再来很近了。
He's shaking our country, our city, our families.
神正在震动这个国家，震动我们的家庭，震动我们的个人。
The Holy Spirit is working.
因为圣灵正在做工。
With exceeding great power.
以他的大能做工。
To produce the bride.
要他这个工作要产生一个新妇。
To gain the kingdom for his king.
要得着这个国，为着这个王。
Soon he will come.
他马上就要到。
And all of this that was hidden.Will be shown in the light.
所有隐藏的都要在光中被显露。
All the mysteries of our circumstances and tragedies and problems will be understood.
所有你经历的这些悲剧，所有的困难都在那一天完全解释了。
All the problems in our fellowship and our heartbreak will be clear.
你在教会中所经历的许多伤心的事情，那一天都要明白了。
Now, do you see that the Lord is ruling right now?
你看见今天主仍然掌管这一切吗？
Ruling over your life?
他掌管你的生活吗？
Or overruling your life?
或者他超越你的旨意在管制你吗？
There's an end of glory soon to come.
在这一个路的终端，你要看见荣耀。
May we find ourselves being exercised by this great power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
你就会在你自己的身上看见这个圣灵莫大的能力正在你的身上运行。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you even today for the mercies that have enabled us to.Share together in this time.
天父，我们实在感谢你赐给我们这样的恩典与怜悯，我们可以在这个时候来分享你赐给我们的话语。
And no matter what trials are going on in our life,
不论我们今天遭遇何等的遭遇境遇，
we confess that your mercies are new every day.
我们要向你承认你的恩典天天都是新的。
And because you are the same, we are not consumed.
因为你的自营，我们你的能力没有把我们焚烧掉。
I pray for those who are here and they've heard about the kingdom, but never had a divine interception. Oh, by thy mercy, show your king to those who seek him.
主，我在这里为我们当中那些曾经听过有天国的事的人，但是从来没有经历过的，主啊，你今天打开他们的眼睛，让每一个弟兄姊妹都能够经历你自己国度的权柄。
And to those saints and seekers who are striving through failure and disappointment, oh, show them the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
那些正在寻求真理，那些基督徒正在那里等候你的人。你的圣灵在他们中间做深入的工作，让他们能够得到你自己。
And we thank you for the mercy of the power of the cross, the wisdom and the power of God.
我们实在感谢你，你自己十字架的能力，借着圣灵的运作在我们的身上，谢谢主的恩典。
Lord, give us revelation to see that we may cooperate fully with you in these last days.
我们在这最后一段日子向你祈求，让我们每一个弟兄姊妹都愿意全心的与你配合。
We pray in His precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.